Hello, my friends, and welcome to Music for a While. It's been a while. Anyway, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. In early October, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra opened Carnegie Hall's season. On the menu was Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. In my review, I had a kind of footnote. Sitting in Carnegie Hall last night, I wrote, I reflected that I first knew Pictures at an Exhibition as a piano piece. Many of us own the Horowitz record, and we wore the grooves off. I have not heard Pictures on the piano in a long, long time. Right. I further said, my impression is the world thinks of Pictures as an orchestra piece. Last night, the CSO played it in the Ravel orchestration. Yep. And a superb orchestration it is. How could it not be, given the man doing the orchestrating? But let's hear some piano playing. In 1947, Vladimir Horowitz recorded Pictures at an Exhibition. We will hear the opening promenade, crackles and all. Makes you want to hear all the rest, right? Maybe we can have one more section, one more picture. How about those chicks in their shells, dancing their ballet? Vladimir Horowitz, the barely comparable. And let's not forget Modest Mussorgsky, who wrote the music, Pictures at an Exhibition. He was pretty great, too, to say the least. In Carnegie Hall, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, under Riccardo Muti, played two concerts. The second program featured a couple of Italian works by non-Italians. Did you ever see Breaking Away, the 1979 movie? It is set in Bloomington, Indiana. The soundtrack features the last movement of Mendelssohn's Italian symphony, the Saltarello. Let me quote you the dictionary. Saltarello, an Italian dance with a lively hop step beginning each measure. In Mendelssohn's hands, the saltarello is a sparkling, divine thing. Divine, yes, but earthly and earthy all the same. Anyway, see if you agree. We'll hear Riccardo Muti, all right, but conducting the New Philharmonia Orchestra in a 1977 recording. Thank you. The last movement of the Symphony No. 4 in A major, the Italian, by Felix Mendelssohn, played by the New Philharmonia Orchestra under Maestro Riccardo Muti. That movie, Breaking Away, in 1979, introduced this music to many, many people. Again, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, bringing you Music for a While. If you care to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. Let me quote from my review of the CSO, their second concert. The Symphony No. 4 is a souvenir, an immortal one to be sure. Mendelssohn was inspired by a trip to Italy. There are many such souvenirs in music. On the New York Philharmonic's opening night last week, we heard another one, Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. And from the Chicagoans, we heard another after intermission, Aus Italien by Strauss. That would be Riccard, mind you, not one of the Waltz Kings. Strauss wrote this piece when he was 22. He was embarking on an extraordinary and immortal career. What is it, by the way? What is Aus Italien? A tone poem? Yes, in four movements. You can call it a tone poem symphony. Strauss himself called it a symphonic fantasy. But honestly, you don't have to call it anything at all. It is what it is. Just a few more lines. In the final movement, Neapolitan Folklife, Strauss plays with Funiculi Funicula, goes to town on it. Clearly, he enjoyed himself in Italy. Yes, indeed. Let's hear that final movement, at least the first half of it. Let's kick up our heels once more. Again, Riccardo Muti, conducting the Berlin Philharmonic this time, in 1990. Aus Italien, from Italy, by Strauss. The Berlin Philharmonic, led by Muti. Here's something to know. Strauss thought Funiculi Funicula was a folk song, not a composition composed by someone. Oh, but it had been. It was a new song, too, written in 1880 by Luigi Denza. Strauss wrote Aus Italien in 1886. Denza sued. Strauss paid up. Well, speaking of 1880, that's when Tchaikovsky wrote Capriccio Italien. He had been to Italy and loved it, as people do. As we all do, I think. The last 4 minutes or so of the Capriccio? We'll hear the Berlin Philharmonic again, this time under Mstislav Rostropovich.
Thank you.
Italy brings out the best in people often. Capriccio Italien by Tchaikovsky, played by the Berlin Philharmonic under the leadership of that great cellist who could do almost anything. He was a very good pianist, too. Mstislav Rostropovich. The Metropolitan Opera staged Nabucco, Verdi's opera from 1841. It has a hit tune, but not an aria, interestingly enough. A chorus. Va pensiero, the hymn of the Hebrew slaves. Va pensiero sull'ali dorate. One translation reads, fly, my thoughts, on wings of gold. Go settle upon the slopes and the hills, where, soft and mild, the sweet airs of my native land smell fragrant. And so on. I'll quote from my review of that Met performance. Verdi's Nabucco is one of the most choral of operas. The chorus is virtually the lead singer of the show. As James Levine built a sterling orchestra at the Metropolitan Opera, Donald Palumbo has built a sterling chorus. Or he has at least burnished it, let's say. Earlier this month, the Met announced that Mr. Palumbo would step down at the end of the current season, just started. His chorus was splendid in Nabucco last night, in Va Pensiero, the hit of the show, but throughout the opera as well. Va Pensiero seemed to ride on air. It seemed to float, beautifully breathed and in tune. Let me stress that last part, in tune. This makes more of a difference than most people know, I think, and it is not to be taken for granted. Now and then, Va Pensiero is encored. It was not last night, but the one go was very satisfying. The high point of the night, I would say. Va Pensiero seemed to me a Verdian Ave Verum Corpus, the Mozart motet. Prayerful, simple, transcendent. Riccardo Muti recorded Va Pensiero in 1978 with the Ambrosian Opera Chorus and the Philharmonia Orchestra. Va Pensiero from Verdi's opera Nabucco, performed by the Ambrosian Opera Chorus and the Philharmonia Orchestra under Muti. I mentioned Ave Verum Corpus, mentioned it in my review. Let's have it. It's short and sublime. Ave Verum Corpus, the motet by Mozart, performed by the Stockholm Chamber Choir and the Berlin Philharmonic under Riccardo Muti in a 1987 recording. There are several swans in music, you know. We have Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. We have The Swan by Saint-Saëns from the Carnival of the Animals. But don't forget Sibelius, his Swan of Tuonela, and the Lemminkainen Suite. It was performed by the New York Philharmonic the other night. A lot of us grew up with the Ormandy recording, Eugene Ormandy leading his Philadelphia Orchestra in 1960. Magic, magic, magic. It still makes you tingle. Always will. Thank you. The Swan of Tuonela, the first part of it, by Jean Sibelius, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra under Ormandy. A reader wrote me to ask whether I would play a recording of Patricia Janichkova. I believe that's how to say her name. Forgive me if not. Patricia Janichkova. She was a German-born Slovakian soprano. On October 1st, she died at only 25. Big talent, beloved by many. In July 2020, during the pandemic, she sang with the organist Peter Cech, again forgive the pronunciation, at the Church of St. Adalbert in Opava, Czech Republic. The occasion was the inauguration of the church's renovated organ. From another Mozart motet, Exultate Jubilate, the Alleluia. So long.